White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
Let's go, 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 White Sox! I don't know the rest of the words.
You came out of the box swinging. That was great.
I know.
That was so great. Mark Harmon joins us right now by way of the telephone. He is at White Sox Park for something very cool that they're doing today. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Happy birthday, Wendy.
Thank
you. Beautiful out here. You guys should be here.
Yep.
You are live in action at Guaranteed Rate Field. And what's happening? Why are you there? Who's there with you? What's going on?
So, I mean, we got Team WGN out here. Adam Hogue and I are both doing our best to try out for the team.
Mm-hmm.
This is the speed pitch contest. And, yeah, so sort of like everybody's trying to be as good as Cody Parkey, we're trying to be, you know, as good as Mark Burley maybe in his prime.
Yeah, good luck with
and,
that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, obviously. But it's a pitch contest. 100 people are out here. And the person who throws the fastest pitch, they're going to spring training, 2 tickets, airfare, hotel, and get to see the White Sox. How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
And then the runners-up, Mark, also get a nice prize, right? Numbers 2 through 10 get something nice as well, right?
Yeah, that's everybody, I think, is going to get to come out to a game, free tickets, that type of deal. So everyone who's making the effort today, and let me tell you, it's a bit of an effort. Is going to be rewarded. It's cold out here, guys. I'm
sure.
Not going to lie to you.
No, that's all right. How were these 100 people chosen? Was it just for the first 100 in line or what?
I think they went to Rico Benny's and then they went to, you know, they just toured the neighborhood. No, it was an email contest, Bill. I think the first 100 that emailed in, and it took all of about 20 minutes, we're the lucky ones that are getting to come out here today and live their dream. Get to pitch in the bullpen. I mean, this is what I've been waiting for really my whole life.
Sure. Yep.
Did you do it? Did you take the mound? Have you done it just for fun? Did you get it over the plate?
I did do it. I did throw one into the bleacher section, which was above the backstop here. That wasn't very good.
But
I rushed
outside
up there at like 48 miles an hour, Wendy.
How fast?
48 miles an hour. Now,
wow.
Most major league pitchers pitch in the mid-90 range, some a little bit faster. But for somebody who's not a major league baseball player, if you're thrown in the high 40s or low 50s, that's not bad.
Not good.
It's not good, but it's not bad.
Well, Mark, I'm proud of you. Did Adam Hogue throw one, too? Or pitch one,
yeah,
I should say?
I can let you talk to him, too. I think he hit 52. I believe Mary Sandberg hit 50.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So I embarrassed myself, but there's always tomorrow. Rome wasn't built in a day, right?
No. It took a long time to build Rome. Is it the same distance as a major league pitcher would be throwing in a game, or do they shorten it up a little bit for this?
Well, I think to protect the field here for Roger Bossert and company, we're doing kind of the reverse. We're throwing from where the catcher actually is. So I think we actually might be throwing a foot or two farther, which is further out still.
Yes.
So I think that, you know, instead of the 60 feet 6 inches, this could actually be like 61 feet 8 inches. And I'd like to – I actually officially like to file a protest on that.
Sure. Well, that's gonna slow you down a bit, let's be honest.
And people can't just show up to do this. You had to prearrange this and send an email, and the first 100 got to go out there, correct?
Exactly. Don't come to Guaranteed Rate Field right now and just think you can walk in. That's they will say hi to you, and then they'll send you away. So don't
right.
do that.
All right. That's fair warning. And the other big White Sox news going on is, I believe, regular season tickets went on sale earlier
10 a.m.
Yeah?
Yeah, and a week from Saturday, first spring training game on WGN, the White Sox and the Dodgers, 2 o'clock. Be there. Come on now.
Mark, as you said that, snow out the window started to melt. As you were saying that, the snow knew summer's coming. I got to give up.
We're almost there. Bottom line, we've battled, we've given it our all, as we do every winter, and then we get the reward, and spring is here, baseball's coming. You can taste it out here. It's,
yep.
it's at least 10 degrees.
I can imagine.
Home opener is April 3rd. Hopefully it's going to be 50 degrees or up. Should we do an over-under on that?
Go on, Mark. What do you think?
Let's go global warming and take the over.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a little bit cooler than that, but,
yeah.
Anything can happen. I know you're tired of answering this question, but Manny Machado is still unsigned. Any chance?
You know, I'd actually like to defer to Wendy on this because, you know, if somebody's delaying this long, would you still want him? I mean, come on, man, make a decision, right? But no, if he decides to come here, that'd be great. But, I don't know.
They signed all, like, his friends, his brother-in-law, his aunt.
His next-door neighbor.
Right. So, I mean, obviously they were hoping that would persuade him. I think the fact that he hasn't made up his mind yet is he hasn't made up his mind yet, and yeah, we still want him. Don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, your wedding advice to me was, like, get married, move along with your life. I mean, I think you'd tell Manny the same thing. If you want to be a White Sox, let's go, buddy. But he has his right to take his time. I mean, everybody else in baseball is doing the same thing. So
when does he have to make his decision by, though? That's what I'm curious. Anytime he wants?
I mean, he can. If he wants to wait till opening day, I suppose he could. But you would think that you'd want to know where you're working, get your family situated, get to know your teammates, all that. I mean, you know, pitchers and catchers are reporting today, the whole thing. So
I bet we know by the end of the day today.
Do you think today's the day? Yeah?
I have a feeling.
Oh.
Okay.
With it being good news or bad news?
That I can't tell you. I like to think he's coming and it will be announced today. That's what I'm going to go on the limb and say that.
All right.
Well, they had the mitt yesterday, which is the colors are black and white, which, of course, fits on the south side. So maybe that's an case.
But Mark, are you still there?
No, Manny Machado disrupted his system.
Isn't there have been times where a ball player will hold out. I think this happened with Jermaine Dye when he was a free agent. They hold out a little bit, and then after a while, Major League Baseball goes, "Nah, that's okay, we're okay without you." That couldn't happen with a guy like Manny Machado, though. He's too valuable, right?
That's not going to happen, Bill, but these guys might, you know, they wanted these 10-year deals. There's the theory that might sign for less years and more money and, you know, revisit free agency when the new collective bargaining agreement will be there in 2022.
Yeah.
So that's, I suppose, in play. I still think he'll sign a 7 or 8 year deal with someone, but, you know, those are all conversations I'm sure they're having.
All right. We only have 40 seconds, so put Adam Hogue on.
Hang on. All right. Let me walk through the crowd here.
All right.
Mark Carmen is live at Guaranteed Rate Field right now.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Adam. All right, so the first 100 people that emailed the Chicago White Sox are competing in this contest right now. The first place winner gets what?
A trip to spring training.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
The grand prize. And more importantly, though, did Carm tell you guys all about how I threw faster than he did?
Honestly, yes, he did.
He did. He mentioned that.
Oh, Mary Sandberg Boyle was up there, too.
Job.
She did a good job. 9 runners up will each get a pair of tickets to the home opener April 3rd, and the other 90 participants will get 2 ticket vouchers to select home games.
That's
so everybody
nice.
Walks away a winner. So what was your speed, Adam?
What's that? You guys are cutting out just a little bit, guys.
How fast the contest is
underway here.
Oh, it is. They're started?
They have started. I think we had the highest pitch so far is 69 miles per hour, which is pretty good.
That's very good.
It's hard to warm up out here. It's pretty cold. It's windy, and that's impressive. For pretty much these guys are walking up there without warming up to throw 69. I was impressed.
And what did you throw?
I got it up to 53, I think, was my highest.
It's not terrible.
Every time I get asked that, it goes up 1 mile an hour.
Oh. Like the fish got 1 inch longer.
Yeah. Right, that happens.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Adam, we have to go, but we hope you have a good time out there at White Sox Park. And as we mentioned earlier, regular season tickets went on sale earlier today. They're now very purchasable. Thanks, Adam.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Thank you so much. If you want to know where to get your tickets, I have that information.
You think
somewhere.
The orthopedic surgeons are lined up outside of the stadium waiting for all these guys?
There may be a mishap or two, Ryan. Yes.
Exactly.
You can go to whitesox.com or call 866-SOX-GAME because individual game tickets went on sale. I just want to tell you both that anyone who throws a 93 miles per hour or higher gets a bonus prize.
Boy, I don't know.
Someone's going to do it. There are going to be some high school players. I think there are some high school or college players that are going to get involved.
Wow. The high school players are in school right now.
Boy, that's
not today. They're not.
That's a fast pitch on a cold day. 93. Does it say what the bonus prize is?
No.
No?
Free Tommy John surgery.
I like that one.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back for more of Us, Bill and Wendy on WGN.